This podcast is brought to you by avweb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Russ Niles reporting for Avweb from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Gary Spitalnik, one of the founders of Wheels Up. Really a big success story in the on-demand aircraft service. Gary, what is the secret to your incredibly rapid growth, and describe what the future looks like?
Well, I appreciate that. Well, this is our sixth MBAA, starting with October of 2013, where we just a few months after our launch. And what was a dream and a 6 or 7 page PowerPoint presentation is now a incredible brand and business. We have over 5,000 members that have joined Wheels Up. We have almost 100 airplanes. And I think that the secret sauce to the success is to obviously deliver the service, deliver the safety, and be there for our members when they need us.
But really, the target market was what set Wheels Up apart from the rest. Everybody goes for the big money. Wheels Up went for the bottom of the market. How's that worked out?
It's worked out unbelievable. You know, we had a vision with the King Air 350i, which, as you know, is the flying SUV. And again, people looked at us with googly eyes when we launched Wheels Up and we placed the order for the 105 King Airs. And it's proven to be the perfect airplane for the 2 hour and under mission. And our average member is flying about 15 to 20 hours a year. And obviously primarily using us for the short hops as it relates to the King Air 350i, which has proven to be an incredible airplane in fleet format, and no one's ever done it before.
And you've picked up some star power along the way. You've got some big names in sports and entertainment flying with you. How have you leveraged that with the new market for millennial travelers and that sort of thing?
Well, listen, like Kenny said in the press conference, we are a winner's brand, and winners fly Wheels Up. The relationships that we have with our brand ambassadors is incredible, because obviously they're trusting us with their lives and their families' lives at 35 and 40,000 feet. So that's an incredible responsibility that we have. And then we borrow off of their brand equity. Again, a Tom Brady, a Serena Williams, a Ricky Fowler. These are folks that you know, that are out there in the world, and we can borrow off their brand equity to associate them with Wheels Up.
Tell me a little bit about marketing to millennials and how you've succeeded with that. Millennials are coming into the marketplace for this kind of service. What's different?
Yeah, sure. I mean, listen, as we all know, the world is changing every day, and you have to adapt and have to adjust. I think as it relates to millennials, not having ownership and having things on demand and everything at your fingertips on your mobile device is what folks want. They want an answer. They want it right away. They want a service. They want it right away. And Wheels Up can cater to that, especially with our technologists that are working day and night to enhance and build our incredible app that we already have.
Russ Niles reporting for Avweb from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.